It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American novelist, playwright, and songwriter Ira Levin, born in New York City in 1929. His most noted works include the novels A Kiss Before Dying, Rosemary's Baby, The Stepford Wives, and The Boys from Brazil, as well as the play Death Trap. Many of his novels and plays have been adapted for film. He was born in Manhattan and grew up there and in the Bronx. His father, Charles, was a toy importer. Levin was educated at the private Horace Mann School in New York and attended Drake University in Des Moines from 1946 to 1948, and then New York University, where he majored in philosophy and English. He graduated in 1950 and served in the Army Signal Corps from 1953 to 1955. After college, Levin wrote training films and scripts for radio and television. The first of these was Leda's Portrait for the suspense series Lights Out in 1951. His first produced play was No Time for Sergeants, adapted from the Mack Hyman novel, a comedy about a hillbilly drafted into the U.S. Air Force. It starred Andy Griffith and jump-started his career. The play was also adapted as a movie of the same name, released in 1958. Levin's best-known drama is Death Trap, which still holds the record as the longest-running comedy thriller on Broadway. In 1982, it was adapted as a film featuring Christopher Reeve and Michael Caine. His first novel, A Kiss Before Dying, was well-received, and he won the 1954 Edgar Award for Best First Novel. His best-known novel is Rosemary's Baby, a horror tale of modern-day Satanism set in Manhattan's Upper West Side. In 1968, it was adapted as a film written and directed by Roman Polanski, featuring Mia Farrow and John Cassavetes. Ruth Gordon won an Oscar for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her work in the film. In 2002, Levin said, "I feel guilty that Rosemary's Baby led to The Exorcist and Omen. A whole generation has more belief in Satan as a result of so many of these books. Of course, I didn't send back any of the royalty checks." Other Levin novels that were adapted as films include The Stepford Wives and The Boys from Brazil. Stephen King has described Ira Levin as the Swiss watchmaker of suspense novels. "He makes what the rest of us do look like cheap watchmakers in drugstores." Chuck Palahniuk, in Stranger Than Fiction, True Stories, said that Levin's writing is a smart, updated version of the kind of folksy legends that cultures have always used. Ira Levin was married and divorced twice, first to Gabrielle Aronson, with whom he had three sons. He later married Phyllis Sugarman, who died in 2006. Levin died from a heart attack at his home in Manhattan on November 12, 2007. He was 78. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 27, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.